This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. President Bush is expected to unveil a new plan today for trying suspects in the war against terrorism. White House aides say the president will call on Congress to approve new rules for military tribunals for prisoners classified as unlawful combatants. Earlier this summer, the Supreme Court rejected the Bush administration's system for trying prisoners held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The High Court said the military tribunals lacked congressional approval and violated U.S. and international law. White House aides did not offer details of the president's new plan for the tribunals. Spokesman Tony Snow said the president will discuss his proposal in a speech later today at the White House. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez yesterday gave reporters a glimpse of the government's decision-making process in prosecuting the war on terror. At a news briefing, he talked about the case of Al-Qaeda co-conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui, specifically why Moussaoui was tried before a criminal court while other terrorism suspects were not. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this report.
To outside observers, the government's prosecution of terrorism cases has sometimes seemed arbitrary. It's not always clear why the military holds one suspect as an enemy combatant while the Justice Department prosecutes another as a criminal. Yesterday, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez provided some insight into what may be the most high-profile terrorism prosecution to date, Zacharias Moussaoui.
There was a great deal of discussion and debate within the administration about whether or not should Moussaoui be tried in an Article III court? Should we hold Moussaoui to trial before a military commission?
But in the end, he said, everybody wanted to find out whether it was possible to conduct a high-profile terrorism trial in a civilian Article III court.
Where you might have to put at risk sensitive information or classified information, where that terrorist may insist on having direct access to someone that's being detained by the United States that we would not want to produce.
Gonzalez said the government decided to try Moussaoui and examine the judge's decisions in the case.
The decisions made by the judges inform us, they educate us about whether or not, how effective are Article III courts going forward in bringing to justice someone like a Moussaoui.
In the end, Moussaoui pleaded guilty to conspiring with Al-Qaeda on the 9/11 plot. Last spring, he was sentenced to life in prison. That's less than the death sentence that government prosecutors had hoped for. Attorney General Gonzalez looks at the manpower and the millions of dollars spent on the trial, and for him, the takeaway lesson is this.
I think it shows that these are very, very hard cases to make.
He said that's one reason the administration is working with Congress to establish a system of military tribunals that could offer an alternative way of prosecuting terrorism suspects. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.